What's going on, guys? This is Ponyboy, and you're listening to episode number 14 of Bellcore Radio. It's just me tonight. I can't get in touch with Black Mesa for some reason, but I'm going to kind of hold it down as best as I can. I'd like to start out by letting you guys know that tonight's show is going to be a little bit different. I'll get to what we're going to be doing that's different from the rest, but basically, why it's different is Comcast decided that it was going to not, it was going to have to do a lot of work on the internet service in my area for the past 3 days or so. So I haven't really had, had any show notes because I couldn't get online to do them. But, I managed to get online and grab a couple things here real quick, which I'll get to in just a second. But, just letting you guys know why it's a little bit different. Alright, I'm gonna start out with, we actually got a couple emails here that, I'm kind of excited about. We don't get very many emails, and, I thought I'd read them on the air, because they proved to be fairly interesting. Alright, first one is from, a guy named Tragic, and it starts out, Pony and Mesa, I just wanted to say I really like your show. I thought the greatcalling.com spoofing thing was really cool, and then he says, I'm writing to ask you what was up with the weird intro music for episode 13. I didn't expect to hear piano music at the intro to the show. Just curious, keep up the good work. And then, Tragic. Alright, I've actually gotten quite a few comments on this from various listeners. That was an all-piano remix of the Cutman theme song from Mega Man 1. So, I personally thought it was really cool. You know, I thought it was interesting that somebody took the time to actually, like, make the entire, an entire remix of that all on piano, and I think it came out pretty nicely, so I put it on there. And, I guess I'm gonna, if anybody can tell me what video game the introduction to this episode is the intro music for this episode is a remix of a different song from a different video game. If you can tell me what video game that is, preferably an email, because it's easier for me, because I'm not manning the AIM screen name very much anymore. But, if you can email it to bellcoreradio@gmail.com, tell me, just the name of the video game. I don't need the name of the actual song if you don't know it or anything, but, and I should be getting some more Bellcore Radio shirts made up here soon, so if you let me know, I'll get one made for you. Probably won't happen until after Christmas and all that good stuff, but, yeah, that's about the gist of it. I'll mail your shirt out to you, and you'll have yourself one of the first of the new Bellcore Radio t-shirts. So just write an email if you know it. Alright. Second email starts out, Bellcore Hosts, which is just me tonight. More phone calls. I love it when you guys do calls in your show. Not to say it isn't good otherwise, but you seem to pick out all the cool numbers. Later, Reverend Booter, which is the most original name I've ever heard of. I mean, Booter, you know, it's been done, but you rarely see, clergy members in the hacker community, so, Reverend Booter, for you, and all the countless other people who have asked us to do more phone calls on the show, since we didn't have show notes or anything, I went and collected, I probably have about 12 or 13 numbers here that I'm going to call. I'm going to call 13, 14 numbers, I don't know how many I have. I got them all off the BinRev forums because you can find all sorts of cool numbers on there. And, I mean, yeah, that about explains it. I'm just going to call those numbers. Probably call a couple of them more than once to try and get through. But it should be a fairly interesting, probably fairly short episode. But, of course, I can't begin to thank the people at greatcalling.com enough. I'm going to be having to use their greatcalling.com calling cards quite a bit for this episode, so mad crazy props to them. All right. The first number, which, you know, it's become kind of a tradition thing that we're going to be doing it on every episode, like I said. I'm going to go ahead and give a try to the Haitian hotline here. So, let me dial that up real quick. And the number is 954-828-3336. Doesn't seem like the same number that I called last time. I'm gonna have to look that one up, because I can't remember what number it was we called on the last episode, or on the previous episodes, but that's definitely not the same Haitian hotline I remember. I got that one direct off the forums, so let me do some bad radio here and find out what this is. Can't seem to find it anywhere here then. Here we go. Oh, it doesn't have it on the... Damn it. Okay, well, I'm just gonna have to call that one later. Sorry about that, guys. Alright, the next one... I'm not even sure what this is. Someone actually emailed this to us a long time ago, or to me on my personal account. A friend of mine did, but... What he told me, I haven't had a chance to call it yet, but it's the description he gave to me was Bonar Pills, so I'm going to give that one a try now. The number is 800-591-0506, so let me dial that one up real quick. Excuse me, 0560, I think I said it wrong before.
Thank you for calling the Enzyte order line. If you're calling to place an order or would like more information, please press 1. If you're calling about an order that you have already placed, please press 2. Did you know you can find out answers to many of your questions online, including information about our home delivery plan, supplement tax, and other important... Premium Nutraceuticals offers trusted quality supplements with superior formulas that use only premium ingredients. More than 3 million people now use Berkley Premium Nutraceutical brand supplements to improve their health and the health of their loved ones. Thank you for calling. Someone will be with you shortly, or you can visit and order your free sample at www.bpn.com.
Alright. I can't wait for that any longer. That was apparently the Enzyte Natural Male Enhancement hotline of some sort. I wish that, you know, I guess, you know, it's 12:30 at night. They're not going to exactly... probably don't have anybody manning the control right now, so I'm just going to move on. Next number is a buddy of mine named Livin' Dead. I think I pronounced that right. He sent this one to me. It's a pretty cool Spanish error message thing, so I'm going to go ahead and dial that one up.
We're sorry you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please hang up and try your call again.
Lo sentimos. Usted ha marcado un número que ha sido desconectado o que ya no está en servicio. Si usted cree que ha habido esta grabación por error, por favor cuelgue y haga su llamada otra vez.
Alright, so that was a pretty interesting number there. Thanks again, Living Dead, for sending that one to me. Everyone knows how much I enjoy the foreign language error messages and whatnot, so thanks a lot for that one, buddy. The next number I have here, which I can't remember, I want to say Decoder posted this, I might be wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. It's a recording from US West, which, you know, a lot of people probably realize US West isn't really a phone company anymore. I believe it was bought out by Quest a while back, or turned into Quest when it merged with something else, or I don't know. I'm not really big on I don't really understand all that kind of jazz, but it's pretty interesting that there's still recordings out there, so I thought everyone would like to have a listen. The number is 541-967-0010.
The business telephone number you have dialed is experiencing a temporary service problem. It has been reported to U.S. West Communications, who is checking into the cause of the trouble. We are sorry for the inconvenience. Please try your call again later. The business telephone number you have...
Alright, so that is what a disconnected number sounded like in U.S. West. So, you know, interesting stuff, thanks to Decoder or whoever posted that number. The next one I have here is another one of those kind of, you know, some people might not find it interesting. I personally think this kind of stuff's interesting. It's a time and temperature number in Las Vegas that was posted on the forums by Strom Carlson, and he's got it listed here that it's, the person speaking on it is Jane Barb, so I'm gonna go ahead and dial that one up now. We'll find out what time it is in Vegas, and, I guess what temperature it is.
Thank you for calling Sprint. The time is 9:42. Temperature 46.
Well, there you go. That's basically covers what it is, and I'm not going to sit. Every minute it updates, I'm not really going to sit on the line for a minute waiting for it, because it'll just say about the same thing with a 943 instead of a 942. But cool stuff, you know, if you listen to the voice there, and then listen to the voice on this next line, so, you'll recognize kind of a difference here. This one is the voice of Pat Trumbull. It's another interesting, basically it's a number that tells you to deposit a coin, which obviously I can't do, but, the number, this one was posted by Decoder. I know this one was posted by Decoder. The number is 206-343-0011.
This call requires a coin deposit. Please hang up momentarily, then redial your call by first depositing the local rate posted on the instruction card, or dial 0 for the operator.
Pretty neat stuff, you know. Like I said, I think that stuff's kind of interesting, and if you listen closely, you can, you know, they kind of sound sort of similar, but if you listen closely, you can hear that it's actually the voice of two different people, so, you know, just something that I think's interesting, but, I don't know what the problem is with greatcalling.com today, but it doesn't seem to be accepting my PIN on the first try, so, you know, that's, I guess that's just something we're going to have to deal with there. Alright. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what this number is. Yeah, I just have it listed here as awesome recording. So, I guess we're gonna listen to an awesome recording. The number is 802-285-0003. So, I'm not sure who posted this or anything, but I guess we'll find out if it's interesting.
Franklin Central Office. To cancel the alarm notification, dial 285-9999. This will not correct what caused the alarm, and you still need to come to the central office to correct it. Thank you.
Okay, basically, I don't know why, it kind of cut off the beginning of the recording there, but basically, I've called this number before. Basically, you call it, and it says there is an alarm at the Franklin Central office, and that's kind of where it came in right there. And, you know, it goes on from there to tell you how to turn off the alarm, but it won't fix the problem. It'll just turn off the alarm. So, pretty interesting stuff. I'm not, you know, I think it's a pretty cool little concept there. Moving along, this next number was posted by everybody's favorite friend, Dual Parallel, and it's the Falun Dafa Hotline, which is some kind of Chinese or Japanese like meditation thing. The number is 877-325-8699.
Welcome to the Falun Dafa Hotline. For English, press 1. 您好,欢迎访问法轮大法热线, 请按2. Bienvenido a la línea de Falun Dafa. Por favor, presione el 3.
I'm going to press 2.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Okay, I guess I get a voicemail then. It makes sense to me. Well, if I pressed 1, I'd get a little bit of extra information, so I'm going to call that back again.
Welcome to the Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is a traditional Chinese spiritual practice that includes exercise and meditation, with its core principles being truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. People who practice regularly find it to bring them better health, reduce stress, inner peace, and deepen morals. It is now practiced in over 50 countries. If you would like more information about Falun Dafa or begin the practice, please visit our website at www.falundafa.org. That is www.falundafa.org. If you prefer to have someone contact you, after the tone, please leave your name and phone number. Your call will be returned soon.
Yes, this is Pat Trumbull. My phone number is 206-343-0011. Thank you. Alright, so that was kind of interesting, kind of just weird. This next number, I don't know who submitted this next number. I didn't really, you know, I didn't write any of these down. I just kind of remembered some of them, but it's just listed as Pump Station. I called it, and it sounds pretty damn cool. I'm going to go ahead and just dial that up right now.
Hello, this is 747-0631.
This is Alpine Pipeline, Campbell Station.
The temperature is 69 degrees.
The electricity is on.
No alarm exists. Listen for 15 seconds. Okay. Okay.
Alright. Okay, basically, what that number is you call and it's some kind of pump station, you know, like the listing of it's for it said. I'm assuming, you know, running the water supply in whatever area it's at. And it kind of just gives you a rundown of how the station is operating, you know, if it's, you know, if something's wrong with the electricity or whatever. And then when it says listen for 15 seconds, it actually has a microphone on it that turns on, and you can hear what's going on at the pump station for 15 seconds. And then, I'm not sure what the okay part, it says okay, and then, if you hit any other buttons, it'll just say okay again. And sometimes you can hit a couple more and it'll say error, but it didn't work for me this time. But, it's a pretty cool little number to play around with for a while if you're bored. So, you know, give it a call. It's, 802-747-0631. Alright, the next number here is, the United States Geological Survey, the National Earthquake Information Center. The number is 303-273-8516.
Welcome to the U.S. Geological Survey National Earthquake Information Center Automated Attendant. For information on felt earthquakes in the United States, press 1. For information on earthquakes of magnitude 5.5 or greater worldwide, press 2. These recordings are updated Monday through Friday at approximately 8 a.m. Mountain Time and provide preliminary information on earthquakes that have occurred in the previous 24 hours. For preliminary locations for earthquakes that have occurred after office hours, press 3. For additional earthquake information, access our website at http://neic.usgs.gov. Thank you for calling. The following earthquake locations are preliminary: December 7th at 23 hours, 32 minutes, 54 seconds UTC, in the Kermadec Islands, New Zealand region, about 80 kilometers or 50 miles south-southeast of Raoul Island, Kermadec Islands, at 30 degrees south, 177.6 degrees west, with a shallow depth of magnitude 6.3. This earthquake is located in a remote area and no damage or casualties are expected. December 8th at 9 hours, 1 minute, 27 seconds UTC, in the eastern New Guinea.
Okay. So, basically, you can call that, and if there is an earthquake being predicted, it'll tell you. You know, I mean, you can choose if you want, inside the U.S., or if you want stuff all around the world, and, you know, it'll basically say, hey, here's what's gonna happen, and, if they expect people to die, it'll say, hey, we expect people to die. So, it's a pretty fun little number there, but, I'm gonna move on. This is one that's, these numbers have always interested me, but I can never get anybody to pick up, but I figured I'd give it a try. You know, if I can get somebody to pick up live on the air, you know, that'd be the cool shit. It's a Verizon Airphone, which is basically, you know, if you've been on an airplane, a lot of airplanes will be equipped with a telephone that if you registered beforehand, when you got your ticket, you can use the phone to make calls or whatever, and it'll be billed to you, like, to your credit card or whatever, I assume. And you can also make incoming calls if you give somebody the number. So, I got a number here that I'm gonna give it a try. It's, 877-888-9950.
Thank you for calling Verizon Airphone, your fast, reliable, direct connection to travelers currently in flight. Your call is being routed to the aircraft. Your patience while connecting the call is appreciated.
It's a very loud lady.
Beep. Your call is being routed to the aircraft. Your patient...
Okay. I'm really not gonna wait for that anymore. This is basically how it runs down. It's kind of like being put on hold at a company. You know, if you're on hold for so long, it'll come and tell you that someone will be online shortly. That's basically how that works. If it just rings about, maybe 4 or 5 times and nobody picks up, it says, your call's being routed to the aircraft, and, just keeps ringing. So, it'll keep doing that for a while, and generally nobody picks up. I've heard of a few people who've actually gotten calls back afterwards. But, you know, hopefully, maybe somebody will call us back. I don't know. This next number is another one that's, you know, it's been a big thing. Freaks have been playing with this for quite a while, and it's a pretty neat little system. It's the Dial a Buoy number, which basically you can call buoys in the middle of the ocean, and it works sort of similar to how the pump station worked, where you call in, and it'll kind of give you a rundown of how the buoy's operating, what the temperature's like, and, you know, whatever water it's in. It's a pretty cool little thing. I'm going to go ahead and give it a call now.
Welcome to the National Data Buoy Center's Dial-A-Buoy line.
Press the star key for menu options, including going back a step or returning to the starting point of this call. Remember, the star key gives you menu options at any time. To select,
enter a station identifier.
Press 1. To select,
search for stations by position.
Press 2. To select,
maps of station locations.
Press 3. To select,
Western Gulf of Mexico.
Press 0, 1. To select,
Eastern Gulf and Florida.
Press 2. To select,
Mid-Atlantic and Southeast.
Press 3. To select,
New York and New England.
Press 4. To select,
Western Great Lakes.
Press 5. To select,
Eastern Great Lakes.
Press 6. To select,
California.
Press 7. To select,
Pacific Northwest.
Press 8. To select,
Alaska.
Press 9. To select,
Hawaii.
Press 1-0.
Let's try California.
Please hold. You selected
NDDC Southwest USA recent marine data.
Copy requested. To specify a delivery method, such as fax or email, now, press 1. Otherwise, to receive selected information through fax, press 1. For postal mail, press 2. For email, press 3. If you already know how to enter an email address using a touchtone keypad, press 1. To listen to instructions on entering email address, press 2. To receive a copy of the instructions, press 3. To enter an email address using a touchtone keypad, you will use a 2-key combination for each letter, allowing a short pause between keys. The first key is the key containing the letter. The second key is the letter's position on that key. For example, J is 5-1. 5 is the key that contains the letter J, and 1 indicates the first letter position on the 5 key. For Q, press 1-7. For Z, 1-9. There are 6 other special keys that you may need to complete an email address. For a space, press 1-1. For @, press 1-2. For a dot, press 1-3. For a hyphen, press 1-4. For an underscore, press 1-8. To change to numeric data mode, press the star key. To get back to alphabetic mode, press the star key again. Please enter your email address, allowing a short pause between keys, and end with the pound key. If you already know how to enter an email, please enter an email address using a two-key combination method and end with the number sign. You entered B E L L C O R E R A D I O at G M A I L dot C O M. To confirm address, press 1. Your choices for email file formats are ASCII plain text or HTML. For ASCII plain text, press 1. For HTML, press 2. To select delivery through fax or postal mail instead, press 6.
Gotta rock the ASCII.
Your ASCII file will be sent momentarily. To end this call session, press 1. To enter a topic code, press 4. To look up a topic code, press 5. You have asked for the index of topics. To listen, press 1. You will now hear the index of topics. After finding the code you are looking for, you can stop the index by pressing the star key. Sorry, this topic is not available now.
Alright, well, you know, that's a pretty interesting little number there. Once I get this information that they're supposed to be emailing to me, I will put it up on the site. I mean, you know, hopefully we should have this before the next episode comes out, so I will be able to, you know, be able to toss the link in there with the next episode. But that's gonna do it for this episode. I don't think I'm gonna be able to call the old Haitian hotline there. So sorry about that. Sorry, I called the police apparently instead. I guess that's gonna do it for us this week. Just be sure to tune in. We got our big Christmas special coming up, the next episode of Bellcore Radio. And I wanted to explain to you guys a little bit about how we're going to want to do the Christmas special here. I was thinking, and I thought it would be really cool, because I've had a couple people send me in little recordings of phone calls and stuff. And I thought that it would be cool if, you know, if anybody else out there has a funny, you know, like a funny skit that them and their friends did, like a little audio skit type thing, or, you know, maybe a cool phone call that you did, a cool little exploration of something like I just did a few minutes ago, just, you know, send it to us, bellcoreradio@gmail.com, and, you know, if we like it, we think it's cool, we'll put it in. Basically, it's going to be more or less Eclipse show type of thing, but we want to kind of make it a community involvement. You know, I've got a few people that are in on it already, and, you know, I mean, if we don't get a lot of you know, clips, we've got some content we can put in there and everything, and, you know, it should turn out to be kind of interesting. But, you know, if you got something, or you've got, you know, maybe not recorded right now, but if you have something that, you know, you've been working on, you know, record it for us, send it in by Sunday, the 16th or the 17th, one of the two, and, yeah, just send it in by then, and, you know, more than likely we'll have it up on the, have it up on the show, and, you know, give you some mad crazy props. So until next time, guys, you know, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. This has been another episode of Bellcore Radio, and this is Ponyboy saying see you later. End of file.